Sangrese Sivakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. This confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Shikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adwaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. Tura Dhamma Ki Jai. Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jai. Gangamai Jumuna Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Granda. Namaste, Saraswati Deva, Yogananda, Vatana, Vasa, Sandhavi, Vasakhtyaya, Sitani. Mande, Ham Shri Guru, Shri Tapada, Kamalam, Shri Guru, Vaishnu, Namaste, Shri Guru, Tham, Sagra, Jai, Tham, Sahagana, Ravana, Tham, Bitham, Stam, Sivivam. Sadvoy, Tham, Sadvim, Tham, Prijana, Sai, Tha, Krishna, Chaitanya, Deva. Shri Radha, Krishna, Padam, Sahagana, Lalita, Shri Vishakam, Vithrashtra. Vajkapati, Vishtaki, Krishna, Deva, Tati, Tram, Pamela, Vashmi, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 May 29th, 2014, in New Eka Chakra, Ankasitche, Slovakia. I'm reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, The Characteristics of King Puranjana, Text 3. Prachina Bahi Shamshata.
Prachina Bahi Shamshata.
Karma Shvak. Karma svak shaktamanasam.
Karma svak shaktamanasam.
Narado dhyatma tatvagna.
Narado dhyatma tatvagna.
Kripalu pratyabodhayat.
Kripalu pratyabodhayat.
Prachina bahi shamshata.
Prachina bahi shamshata.
Karma svasaktamanasam.
Karma svasaktamanasam.
Narado dhyatma tatvagna.
Narado dhyatma tatvagna.
Pipalu pratyabodhayat.
Pipalu pratyabodhayat.
Prachina bahi shamshata.
Prachina bahi shamshata.
Karma svasaktamanasam.
Karma svasaktamanasam.
Narado dhyatma tatvagna.
Narado dhyatma tatvagna.
Pipalu pratyabodhayat.
Kripalu pratyabodhayat.
Prachina bahi shamshata.
Prachina bahi shamshata.
Karma svasaktamanasam.
Karma svasaktamanasam.
Narado dhyatma tatvagna.
Narado dhyatma tatvagna.
Kripalu pratyabodhayat.
Kripalu pratyabodhayat.
Prachina
bahi shamshata.
Karma
svasaktamanasam.
Narado dhyatma
tatvagna.
Kripalu pratyabodhaya.
Prachina bahi shamshata. Karma svasaktamanasam. Narado dhyatma tatvagna. Kripalu pratyabodhayat.
Let's see if we can figure out the verse by looking at the Sanskrit. Let's see if we can figure out the verse.
Pozrieme sa, či dokážeme preložiť ten verš zo Sanskritu.
What does Prachini Bharisham mean? Yes, it's the name of the person Prachini Bharisham.
Čo znamená Prachina Bharisham? To je meno Prachina Bharishata.
Okay, then karma. What does karma mean?
Čo znamená karma?
work. What did you say?
Work,
yes. But karma especially means generally pious fruit of work.
Karma v všeobecnosti znamená plodonosné činnosti.
It can also mean any kind of activity.
Tiež to môže znamená akékoľvek aktivity.
What does asakta mean?
Čo znamená asakta? She said to the deliver.
Good try. Asakta. We have Adushraddha, Sadhusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Nista, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhava, Prema. What does asakta mean?
Čo znamená asakta?
Another good guess. That is sukha.
Yeah, ona povedala, že to znamená ako potešiť, ale Mataji povedala, že to je dobrý pokus.
What is the stage of a shakti all about?
Čo je to štádium asakti?
Ah, that's a very important word. This is a very important word.
To je veľmi dôležité slovo.
It's in the verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes most often.
Je to v tom verši, ktorý Srila Prabhupada najčastejšie dáva.
Which is Bhagavad Gita 7.1.
Je Bhagavad Gita 7.1.
It starts with Maya Anashakti. Now I forget the verse. Which is actually very much the same. Yeah, that'll do. It doesn't matter. It sounds good. I'm looking for it. Doesn't matter. Maya Shakta Manaparta. Thank you, Krishna. Maya Shakta Manaparta. Shakta Mana. So in 7.1, Krishna is also saying Ashakta Mana.
Just v tom verši 7.1 Krishna hovorí Ashakta Mana.
Well, mana means mind, yes.
Mana znamená mysl.
No, not freedom. Exactly the opposite.
Presne naopak.
Not freedom. Almost. When Krishna is saying Maya Shakta Manaparta, Maya means me.
Krishna hovorí Maya Shakta Manaparta.
Parta is Arjuna.
Parta znamená mne.
But here we have karma ashaktamana.
Ale tu máme karma ashaktamana.
Karma svazuje.
She said the karma engages one or binds one.
More than engaging.
Binds one.
It's opposite. Okay, yes, it's binding. But what kind of binding?
Ale aký druh viazania to je?
You're bound with what?
Čo nás viaže?
Well, then Krishna wouldn't say Maya Shaktamana Parta. No. Means attachment.
Znamená to pripútanosť.
To become attached to something.
Pripútanosť k niečomu.
Like Krishna talks about the sequence of fall down in the second chapter.
Ako Krishna hovorí o tom, ako vlastne čo osoba poklesne.
You think of something.
Keď na niečo myslíme.
And then you become attached.
Sa na to pripútame.
So Krishna tells Arjuna, become attached to me.
Krishna hovorí Arjunovi, aby sa k nemu pripútal.
So what's Prachina Bharisha attached to?
A k čomu je pripútaný Prachina Bharisha? Fruitive activity.
Yes, to karma. So now we have the next line. Narada is?
Máme ďalší.
Narada. Okay. Atma.
Soul.
The soul.
Duša.
Tattva.
Truth,
yes.
Pravda.
And gna?
Knowledge. Poznanie.
So Narada has knowledge of the self, the truth of the self.
Narada má poznanie o sebe, o tom skutočnom ja.
Okay, can you do the word for word?
Prachina Bharishan. Kráľovi Prachina Bharishatovi. Môžete opakovať? Prachina Bharishan.
Prachina Bharishan.
Kráľovi Prachina Bharishatovi.
Kráľovi Prachina Bharishatovi.
Kshataha.
Kshataha.
Ovidura.
Ovidura.
Karmasu.
Karmasu.
Poronosnim činostjam.
Poronosnim činostjam.
Asakta.
Asakta.
Priputanem.
Priputanem.
Manasam.
Manasam.
S takou mentalitou.
S takou mentalitou.
Narada.
Narada.
Veľký svetec národa.
Veľký svetec národa.
Adiatma.
Adiatma.
Duchovná veda.
Duchovná veda.
Tatvárňa.
Tatvárňa.
Tento pozná pravdu.
Tento pozná pravdu.
Kripálu.
Kripálu.
Súcitný.
Súcitný.
Bratia Bodhayat.
Bratia Bodhayat.
Dal pokyny.
Dal pokyny.
Translation. While the princes were undergoing severe austerities in the water, their father was performing different types of fruitive activities. At this time, the great Saint Narada, master and teacher of all spiritual life, became very compassionate upon the king and decided to instruct him about spiritual life.
Preklad. Zatiaľ čo princovia podstupovali vo vode tvrdú askéziu, ich otec vykonával rôzne plnohodnotné činnosti. Veľký svetec Narada, majster a učiteľ všetkého duchovného života, sa nad ním tedy veľmi zľutoval a rozhodol sa ho poučiť o duchovných záležitostiach.
Can somebody tell me the translation in their own words?
Môže niekto povedať preklad svojimi slovami?
But we just went over all the Sanskrit.
Teraz sme prešli celým sanskritom.
What is this verse saying?
Čo znamená tento verš?
Že tí princovia vlastne podstupovali to odriekanie a zatiaľ ich otec sa zaplietal viac a viac a Narada mu prišiel a čo sa nad ním zmiloval a prišiel ho poučiť. Well, the princes were performing the austerity and their father meanwhile became more and more entangled and Narada became took
mercy upon him and came to teach the spiritual
teach. Okay, very good. Somebody else like to try? Ešte niekto iný to chce.
Now you notice there's nothing about the princes in the Sanskrit.
Nevšimneme niečo o tých princoch v tom sanskrite.
So why did Prabhupada put that in the translation?
Prečo to Prabhupada dodáva do toho vlastne do prekladu?
He's giving us the context from the previous verse.
Dáva nám vlastne ten kontext minulého verša.
Does anybody else like to try?
Chce vyskúšať ešte niekto iný?
What does this verse mean?
Čo znamená tento verš?
Okay, try, good.
Král Parikšita Maharaja jednal tak, že svými činnostmi se stále zaplítá a Narada Muni, velká duše, plná poznání, mu přišla dát svoji milost.
King Parikšita Maharaja was entangling himself by his activities and then merciful Narada Muni came to help him and give him instructions.
Okay, good. You have the kripa, which is mercy. The word kripa, that's mercy.
Máme tu vlastne to slovo kripa, čo znamená ako súcit.
Okay, so you have... Kshata means vidura, so he's talking to vidura. O vidura.
Kshata znamená vidura, vlastne, čo hovorí vidurovi.
Parikšita Maharaja had his mind very attached to fruitive activity.
Parikšita Maharaja mal proste mysel veľmi pripútanú tým plodonosným činnostiam.
And Narada knew the truth of the self.
Narada poznal vlastne tú pravdu o sebe.
So out of mercy, he gave instruction.
A z milosti mu dal potom vlastne tieto inštrukcie.
Okay.
To everyone.
Well, yes, prati does mean everyone.
Áno, prati znamená všetkým dal inštrukcie.
Although here it's not delineated like
aj keď tu to tak nie je.
Srila Prabhupada's purport. Now here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is going to talk about the difference between karma and bhakti.
Tu vo vyznámi Srila Prabhupada bude vysvetľovať vlastne rozdiel medzi karmou a bhakti.
But he's also going to talk about jnana.
Ale tiež bude hovoriť o jnane.
Now why is he going to talk about jnana?
Prečo bude hovoriť o jnane?
Because in the verse you have atma tattva jnana.
Pretože vo verši máme atma tattva jnana.
So somebody might look at that and think this verse is about jnana.
Niekto sa na to môže pozrieť a povedať, že tento verš je o jnane.
So Prabhupada is going to talk about karma, jnana and bhakti.
A Srila Prabhupada bude hovoriť o karme, jnane a o bhakti.
As pointed out by Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, Kaivalya, or merging into the Brahman effulgence, is just like going to hell. He similarly states that elevation to the upper planetary systems for the enjoyment of heavenly life is just so much phantasmagoria. This means that a devotee does not give any importance to the ultimate goal of the karmis and jnanis. The ultimate goal of the karmis is promotion to the heavenly kingdom, and the ultimate goal of the jnanis is merging into the Brahman effulgence. Of course, the jnanis are superior to the karmis, as confirmed by Lord Chaitanya, Koti karma nista madhye eka jnani shrestha. One jnani or impersonalist... Oh, life is so hard. One jnani or impersonalist is better than many thousands of fruitive actors. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 19.147. Therefore, devotee never enters upon the path of karma or elevation by fruitive activities. Narada Muni took compassion upon King Prachinabharishad when he saw the king engage in fruitive activity. In comparison to mundane workers, those who are trying to be elevated to the higher planetary systems by performing yajñas are undoubtedly superior. In pure devotional service, however, both karma and jnana are considered bewildering features of the illusory energy. So while you're listening, I'd like you to tell me what Prabhupada's logic is here.
Vlastne počúvať, tak chcem, aby ste mi povedali, akú mal Prabhupada v tom logiku. Prabhupada na Sarasvati Thakur, veľký oddaný pána Chaitanya, uviedol, že dosiahnuť kaivali alebo splnutie so žiarou brahmanu je to isté ako ísť do pekla. Podobne snahu o dosiahnutie vyšších planetárnych systémov za účelom získania požitkov nebeského života označuje za obyčajný prevod. To znamená, že oddaný neprikladá konečným cieľom karmy a jnany žiadnu dôležitosť. Konečným cieľom karmy je dosiahnutie nebeského kráľovstva a konečným cieľom jnany je splynutie so žiarou brahmanu. Jnany sú samozrejme vyššie než karmy, čo potvrdil pán Chaitanya. Koti karmanishta madhye eka jnani shrestha. Jeden jnany impersonalista je lepší než oveľa viac tisíc produktivých pracovníkov. Čítajú Charitamrita Madhya Leela. Oddaný preto nikdy nestupuje na cestu karmy, zlepšovanie svojej situácie prostredníctvom plodonosných činností. Keď Narada Muni videl kráľa Prachinabharishada porúženého do plodonosných činností, zľutoval sa nad ním. Tí, kto sa o vykonávaním jagni snažia dosiahnuť vyšších planetárnych systémov, sú nepochybne lepší než obyčajní svetskí ľudia, ale v čistej oddanej službe sa karma a jnana pokladajú za matúce vplyvy iluzornej energie.
Talking is fine, just not crying.
Keď bude vyprávať, tak je to v pohode, ale aby neplakala.
And what you can do also is you can teach her how to whisper. Not in the, you know, out of the class. You teach her how to, she knows how to whisper.
Takže môžete naučiť, ako pískať.
I used to have special quiet toys for Bhagavatam class.
Takže pre Bhagavatam lekcie som mávala tiché hračky.
To only to hear and try to be quiet.
When she was younger.
And now too, but other years.
Anyway, I used to have special quiet toys and we would change every like week so there'd be new toys.
It didn't work with Narayani. They played together.
And then they made noise. Yeah. Then we need to have a speaker in the other room and a microphone and all that kind of thing. Okay, can we chant the verse together again? Everybody to chant together?
Môžeme spievať ten verš spolu všetci dohromady?
Pachini bahi shamshata karma svasakta manasam narado jatma jatvagna kripalu pratyabodaya. So here we have levels of goals.
Tu máme rôzne úrovne akých tých cieľov.
There's a goal of karma.
Je to cieľ karmy.
There's a goal of jnana.
Cieľ jnany.
And there's a goal of bhakti.
A cieľ bhakti.
And Narada is seeing that the king is ready for a higher goal.
A Narada vidí, že kráľ je pripravený pre vyšší cieľ.
So we should understand what is the best goal and the best process.
Mali by sme pochopiť, aký je najlepší cieľ a najlepší proces.
And we should do the best thing that we are capable of doing now.
A mali by sme robiť to, čo sme ako schopní urobiť čo najlepšie teraz.
We should never be functioning below our capacity.
Nemali by sme fungovať nižšie, než je naša kapacita.
Sometimes people are very worried about functioning above their capacity.
Niekedy sú ľudia veľmi ako sa boja toho, že by fungovali ponad svoju kapacitu.
But this verse is about the danger of functioning below your capacity.
Ale tento verš je o nebezpečenstve, keď budeme mať nižšie, ako je naša kapacita.
Sometimes this happens to us in life.
Niekedy sa nám to stalo.
We think that we're not able to do something that we're really able to do.
Že nie sme schopní robiť niečo, čo by sme ako boli schopní urobiť.
We're just ignorant.
Že veľakrát sme len v nevedomosti.
We're attached to something that's below our capacity.
A sme pripútaní k niečomu, čo je ponad, alebo teda nižšie, než je naša kapacita.
And it's very important here that his mind was attached to karma.
A je tu veľmi dôležité, že jeho myseľ bola pripútaná ku karme.
We tend to become mentally attached to a particular goal and a particular way of acting.
Že stáva sa nám, že sa pripútame nejakým spôsobom ako myslenia a jednania.
Just like this little child.
Ako toto malé dieťa.
She got attached to something.
Je pripútaná k niečomu.
And then when it didn't work out.
A keď to nefunguje.
Instead of finding another goal.
Bez toho, že by našla nejaký iný cieľ.
She simply remained attached.
Zostala odpútaná.
So most people. Was that right?
She remained detached.
Attached.
Zostala pripútaná.
So most people in this world are very ignorant.
Väčšina ľudí z tohto sveta zostáva vlastne v nevedomosti.
This is primarily the fault of the governments and the educators.
A toto je chyba vlády a tých, čo robia vzdelanie.
And they think the highest goal in life is just to satisfy the demands of the body and the mind in this world.
Lebo ich vyučujú vlastne, že zmysel tohto života je si užívať a vlastne uspokovať svoje zmysly a mysel.
And after death you're finished.
A po smrti nie je nič.
This is what instruction is given in all of the schools.
Takéto inštrukcie dávajú vo všetkých školách.
By most of the movies and television.
A všetky televízie a filmy o tom hovoria.
You're just some chance combination of matter.
Sme len nejakou náhodnou kombináciou hmoty.
You came into existence only in this life.
A dostali sme sa do existencie len v tomto živote.
You're just the body.
A sme len toto telo.
When the body is finished, you're finished.
A keď toto telo skončí, tak my tiež skončíme.
And happiness means happiness for the body.
A šťastie znamená šťastie tela.
They even think the mind is just the brain.
A dokonca si myslela, že mysel je len mozog.
And what, how much happiness can you get on that platform?
Koľko šťastia môžeme získať na takej úrovni?
Very small.
Veľmi málo.
How much happiness is the body capable of?
A koľko šťastia môže také telo uniesť?
Not what we want.
To nie je to, čo chceme.
Even if you have a very nice material life.
A keď máme veľmi pekné materiálne telo.
The people that have a very nice material life, are they all happy?
Ľudia, ktorí majú veľmi pekný život, sú všetci šťastní?
All the people who are rich and beautiful and famous, and are they all happy?
Ľudia, ktorí sú známi, bohatí, sú krásni, či sú všetci šťastní?
90% are they happy?
90% sú šťastní?
No.
Nie.
First of all, that kind of happiness is very temporary. Jukalayama Shastra, it doesn't last very long.
V prvej rade také šťastie je veľmi dočasné a netrvá dlho.
Nice clothes, nice car.
Pekné šaty, pekné auto.
Food, sex.
jedlo, sex.
Doesn't last very long.
Dlho to netrvá.
And it's not unlimited happiness.
A nie je to neobmedzené šťastie.
And then if your happiness is dependent on the body and mind also give so many trouble.
A keď je naše šťastie závislé len na mysli a na tele, tak naše mysel a telo nám dáva veľa utrpenia.
That's really the level of the animals.
A to je v skutočnosti úroveň zviera.
Of course, in modern society, people think that they are animals.
Ale v modernej spoločnosti si ľudia myslia, že sú zvieratá.
They think they're just evolved monkeys.
Myslia si, že sú len nejaké vyvinuté opice.
So this is very unfortunate.
To je veľmi nešťastná situácia.
Now, there are some people who cannot go beyond that.
A sú ľudia, ktorí who cannot go.
No.
Sú ľudia, ktorí nemôžu sa dostať na takú úroveň.
Some human beings.
Niektoré ľudské bytosti.
And they're not capable of doing anything beyond that.
Nie sú schopné robiť niečo viac.
And in Vedic society, those sorts of human beings had to live in the jungle.
A vo vedskej spoločnosti museli také typy ľudí žiť v pralese.
Not mix with the general society.
Nemohli sa miešať so všeobecnou spoločnosťou.
But most human beings can go way beyond that.
Ale veľa ľudských bytostí sa môže dostať nad tú úroveň.
So what is the next step beyond that?
Aký je ďalšia úroveň?
Understanding that I'm not this body.
Pochopiť, že nie som toto telo.
Dehi no smenya ta dehe komaram yovanam dura tata deham prapatir dearest tatra namu dearest tatra namu yate. That at the end of this life I will go on to another body.
Na konci tohto života pôjdem do ďalšieho tela.
And I should also be concerned about that.
A tiež by som sa mala o to zaujímať.
Just like if you're going to school.
Ako keď ideme do školy.
So some students in school, they're just trying to be happy in school right now.
Niektorí ľudia v škole sa snažia byť šťastní práve teraz.
They're just going to parties.
Chodia na rôzne party.
They're not doing their studies.
Neštudujú.
They think, oh, very nice. My parents are taking care of me. I have no responsibilities.
A myslia si, že moji rodičia sa o to všetko starajú a teraz ja nemám žiadnu zodpovednosť.
But other students are thinking, when school's over, I will have life still.
Ale ostatní študenti premýšľajú tak, že keď skončí škola, že budú mať svoj život.
And school is a time to prepare for the future.
A škola je čas, keď sa majú pripraviť na ich budúcnosť.
So they want to go to the higher planets.
Že chcú sa dostať na vyššie planéty.
And Prabhupada says here in this purport.
Prabhupada to hovorí vo význame.
That someone who wants to go to the higher planets.
Niekto chce ísť na vyššie planéty.
Is on a higher level than those just doing ordinary mundane work.
Tá osoba je vyššie ako osoba, ktorá je aký obyčajný pracovník.
Because to go to the higher planets, you have to develop some sattva gun.
Pretože dostať sa na vyššie planety, človek musí rozvinúť nejakú kvalitu dobra.
If you're just a good person, you'll stay on this planet.
Ak sme len dobrá osoba, tak zostaneme na tejto planete.
Yeah, if you give charity,
ak dávame nejakú charitu,
you take care of your family,
staráme sa o svoju rodinu,
pay your taxes,
platíme dane,
go to your church,
chodíme do kostola.
But that will just give you a good birth on this planet.
To nám dá nejaké dobré zrodenie na tejto planete.
If you want to go to the higher planets,
ak chceme ísť na vyššie planety,
you have to work to give up envy,
musíme sa zbaviť závisti,
anger,
hnevu,
lust,
žiadostivosti.
Of course, the demigods are not completely free of these things.
Samozrejme, že polobovia nie sú úplne zbavení týchto vecí.
But relative to human beings, they are very free of these things.
Ale relatívne k ľudským bytostiam sú ako dosť zbavené.
You have to become forgiving.
Musíme odpúšťať.
So this is the path that Prachinibharisha is attached to with his mind.
Toto je vlastne cesta, ktorej je král Prachinibharisha veľmi pripútaný svojou mysľou.
I want to go to the heavenly planets.
Chcem ísť na nebeské planéty.
There I can have real enjoyment.
Tam môže mať skutočný pôžitok.
So there's much more enjoyment on the heavenly planets.
Tam je oveľa väčší pôžitok na nebeských planétach.
The bodies there don't get, they don't perspire, they don't get sweaty.
Tie tela vlastne sa nepotia, nie sú smradlavé.
And clothes don't get dirty.
Šaty sa nezašpinia.
They can digest food made with ghee.
A stravia jedlo varené na ghee.
It's like the difference if you live in a trailer like a caravan or you live in a palace.
Je to také, ako keby ste žili v nejakom karaváne alebo v paláci.
So this human body is something like a caravan.
Toto ľudské telo je niečo ako karaván.
And the demigod bodies are like a palace.
A telo pobá je ako palác.
They have thousands of times more sense enjoyment than we can get in this human body.
Tisíckrát majú väčší požitok, ako môžeme dostať v tomto tele.
And they're very God conscious also.
A sú veľmi vedomí si Boha.
Sanatan Goswami explains that Vamandev is always there.
Sanatan Goswami vysvetľuje, že pán Vamandev je tam vždy.
But still it's material happiness.
ale je to hmotné šťastie.
Abrahma bhuvana loka punarvartin arjuna mamu pecha tuna kanteya punarjanmana vichita. Even if you go to the highest planet, you're still having material happiness.
Ak pôjdeme na najvyšší planet, stále je tam hmotné šťastie.
That means it's just of the body and the mind.
To znamená, že je to len telo a mysel.
That means again it's temporary.
A to tiež znamená, že je to dočasné.
It's limited.
Je to limitované.
And it doesn't touch the real self.
A nedotýka sa skutočného ja.
It's not something the real self is doing.
Je to nie je to niečo, čo to skutočné ja robí.
It's just something the real self is watching.
Je to niečo, čo len skutočné ja pozoruje.
Like watching a film.
Ako keď pozorujeme film.
Or watching your character in a computer game.
Alebo pozorujeme nejaký charakter v počítačovej hre.
You're not experiencing the pleasures directly.
Nepriamo zažívame vlastne ten zážitok.
So higher than that is gyan.
Vyššie ako to je gyana.
In gyan, a person also understands I'm not this body.
Gyana tiež človek chápe, že nie je toto telo.
But he goes beyond just I want a nice reincarnation.
Ale ide vyššie, že len chce nejaké lepšie prevtelenie.
Na jayate mite vakadachi nayam buddha bhavita vana buyaha ajo nichasas vichayam prana nanyate hanyamane shire. He realizes the soul is wonderful as a soul.
Realizuje, že duša je úžasná ako duša.
The soul doesn't need a material body.
Duša nepotrebuje materiálne telo.
And such persons want to realize themselves.
A také osoby sa chcú realizovať.
But they're thinking just stop material life.
Ale premýšľajú tak, že chcú len zastaviť materiálny život.
Become one with the Brahmajyoti.
A stať sa jedným z Brahmajyoti.
And here Mahaprabhu is saying that if you have thousands of karmis, they're not equal to one gyani.
Prabhupada vysvetľuje, že aj tisíc karmí sa nevyrovná jednému gyani.
One person who wants spiritual perfection is better than thousands of people who want to go to heaven.
Jedna osoba, ktorá chce dosiahnuť duchovný úspech, je lepšia ako tisíc ľudí, ktorí chcú ísť na nebeské planéty.
But there's something even higher than that.
Ale ešte niečo vyššie ako je to.
And that is wanting the positive activities of the soul.
A to je ten, čo chce pozitívne aktivity duše.
Not just to realize your soul.
Nielen zrealizovať svoju dušu.
But to realize the various tastes and activities of the soul.
Ale zrealizovať rôzne chute a činnosti duše.
That there's a counter world.
Že je proste opačný svet.
Where everything here is a reflection of what is there.
Kde všetko tu je odrazom toho, čo je tam.
So you don't want to just stop material life, but you want to go to the reality.
Nechceme zastaviť tento život, ale chceme sa vrátiť do reality.
So that is a much higher goal.
To je veľa vyšší cieľ.
It's a fact that the Brahmajyoti has much more happiness than the heavenly planets.
A je pravda, že Brahmajyoti má veľa viac šťastia ako tie nebeské planéty, ako Brahmajyoti.
But Vaikuntha has billions of times more happiness than the Brahmajyoti.
Ale Vaikuntha má biliónkrát vyššie šťastie ako Brahmajyoti.
And Dwarka and Vrindavan even more happiness.
A Dwarka a Vrindavan ešte viac šťastia.
Because there one gets to associate with Krishna.
Pretože tam sa človek stáva tým spoločníkom Krishnu.
Who's called Akila Rasamritamurti. He's the form of all rasas, all tastes.
A on je podoba všetkých rás, všetkých chutí.
So if you just want to enjoy this body, then what are you going to taste?
Ak si chceme užívať toto telo, čo budeme zažívať?
What will be your pleasures?
Aké bude naše požitky?
Gross material things.
Hrubé materiálne veci.
If you want to enjoy in the heavenly planets.
Ak si chceme užívať na nebeských planetách.
A Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur toto vysvetľuje.
So then you can, that's the emotional rasas.
To sú emocionálne rasy.
And if you go to the Brahman, what are you enjoying?
A keď ideme do Brahmanu, čo si užívame?
Just peace.
Len mier.
At least in the... Actually, there's one place where Prabhupada says it's better to go to the heavenly planets than to the Brahmajyoti.
V skutočnosti na jednom mieste šiel Prabhupada vysvetľuje, že lepšie ísť na nebeské planéty ako do Brahmajyoti.
Opposite of what Prabhupada says in this purport.
Je to opak toho, čo hovorí v tomto význame.
He says, at least in the heavenly planets, you have varieties of enjoyment.
Aspoň na nebeských planetách máme rôzne druhy požitku.
And in Brahman, you only have one.
A v Brahmane máme len jeden.
So in Brahman, you have just one flavor. Just like vanilla.
V Brahmane máme len túto jednu chuť, niečo ako vanilka.
And then in Vaikuntha, again, there's so much variety.
A na Vaikunthe znova sú rôzne variácie.
So much more than exists in the material.
Oveľa viac, než existuje na materiálnej úrovni.
And with Krishna Loka the most variety.
A na Krishna Loka najviac variácií.
Unlimited and ever expanding.
Nekonečné a vždy sa zväčšujú.
And everything from the Brahma Jyoti up is really for the soul.
A všetko ako vyššie Brahma Jyoti je pre dušu.
It's experienced by the self.
Zažívame to sami.
It's not simply watched.
Že to není len no, sa pozerať.
It's real.
To, ale je to skutočné.
So what determines what path a person takes?
Čo rozhoduje o tom, ktorú cestu si človek vyberie?
Well, that's very important here in this verse. It's where your mind is attached.
To je podľa našej mysle, k čomu je pripútaná.
Where you have faith.
Kde máme vieru.
So Krishna explains this in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna toto vysvetľuje v Bhagavad Gita.
Where he says if someone has faith, if somebody wants to achieve something in this world.
Hovorí, že keď chce niečo, kto niečo dosiahnuť v tomto svete.
I will give that person, Krishna says, steady faith.
O Krishna hovorí, dám tej osobe pevné odhodlanie.
In their objective. In what they want.
V tom, čo chcú.
And I will give him faith in the process to achieve it.
Dám im vieru, dosiahnu to, čo chcú.
This is why it's sometimes so difficult to change people's mind.
Toto je prečo je také ťažké niekedy zmeniť mysel ľudí.
Because somebody wants something.
Pretože niekto niečo chce.
I want to be happy in this world like a dog.
Chcem byť šťastný v tomto svete ako pes.
And then the super soul gives them that faith.
A potom na duša im dáva tú vieru.
But that kind of happiness is supreme.
Že také šťastie je najvyššie.
And gives them faith in how to achieve it.
A dáva im vieru, ako dosiahnuť.
And gives them association of other people who encourage them.
A dáva spoločnosť ostatných ľudí, ktorí ich majú povzbudiť.
And if somebody is thinking, I would like to have heavenly pleasures.
Ak si niekto myslí, že chce mať nebeský pôžitok.
Then Krishna gives them that faith and that attachment.
Potom im Krishna dáva takú vieru a pripútanosť.
And Krishna gives them that association.
A dáva im takú spoločnosť.
And if somebody wants to merge into the Brahman.
A keď chce niekto splynúť s Brahmom.
Oh, let me have peace.
Aby mal mier.
And Krishna gives him that faith.
Tak Krishna mu dáva takú vieru.
And that association.
A takú spoločnosť.
And if somebody wants Krishna.
A keď niekto chce Krishnu.
Then Krishna gives him that faith and that association.
Tak Krishna dáva vlastne takú spoločnosť a takú vieru.
So then how could anyone ever come to a higher level?
A preto ako sa niekto môže dostať na vyšší úroveň?
Therefore, there are persons in human society.
Preto sú osoby v ľudskej spoločnosti.
Who can see, oh, someone's ready for something more.
Ktorí vidia, alebo sú pripravení pre niečo viac.
This person's ready for the next step.
Tieto osoby sú pripravené pre ďalší krok.
And by that person's association.
A cez spoločnosť takej osoby.
One's attachment changes.
Sa mení pripútanosť naša.
Narada is trying to change Prachini Barishad's attachment.
Narada sa snaží zmeniť pripútanosť Prachina Barishata.
His faith.
Snaží sa zmeniť jeho vieru.
And that's how it works.
A to je to, ako to funguje.
When we get attachment, when we get association of somebody who has a higher level of attachment.
Máme spoločnosť niekoho, kto má pripútanosť k vyšším veciam.
Then our faith can also change.
Tak potom sa aj naša viera môže zmeniť.
And without that we can get stuck on a lower platform.
A bez toho sa môžeme zadrhnúť na nižšej úrovni.
Now even in bhakti there are different stages.
A dokonca aj na bhakti sú rôzne úrovne.
There's different stages of karma.
Sú rôzne úrovne karmy.
Different stages of jnanas.
Rôzne úrovne jnany.
And there's different stages of bhakti.
Rôzne úrovne bhakti.
So one has to be careful.
Človek musí byť opatrný.
Not to be attached to the stage that one is on.
Nebyť pripútaný k tej úrovni, na ktorej je.
But to get attachment and faith in the highest goal.
Ale dostať, pripútať sa k tomu, čo je náš vytúžený cieľ, najvyšší cieľ.
We have to advance step by step.
Musíme pokročiť krok za krokom.
Of course, sometimes a person gets special mercy and they can jump.
Ale niekedy človek dostane špeciálnu milosť a môže preskočiť.
But we should have our consciousness fixed on what is the highest goal.
Ale mali by sme mať naše vedomie fixované na tom, čo je najvyšší cieľ.
And here Narada came to the king.
A tu Narada prišiel za kráľom.
And just like we're doing.
Tak ako my to robíme.
We're going out to the public.
Ideme von do spoločnosti.
Here's the highest goal.
Tu je najvyšší cieľ.
Here's the highest goal. And if somebody's ready,
a keď je niekto pripravený,
then by that association their attachment starts to awaken.
Tak cez spoločnosť sa začína prejavovať ich skutočná pripútanosť.
Yes, we've experienced this.
Už ste to zažili niekedy?
Why are all of us here?
Prečo sme tu my všetci?
Somebody told us, hey, there's something more.
Niekto nám povedal, hej, tu je niečo viac.
And immediately we became attached.
Okamžite sme sa k tomu pripútali.
Our mind became attached.
Naša mysel sa k tomu pripútala.
Oh, there's something more?
Ale tu je niečo viac.
What is it?
Čo je to?
And as we become more and more attached, we go up further and further.
Ako sme viac a viac pripútaní, tak ideme ďalej a ďalej.
So we should know what is the highest goal.
Mali by sme vidieť, aký je najvyšší cieľ.
We should ourselves seek out that higher association.
My sami by sme mali vyhľadávať takú vyššiu spoločnosť.
Here Narada comes to the king.
Tu Narada prichádza za kráľom.
But we should also go to Narada.
Ale my by sme mali tiež chodiť aj za Náradom.
Tell me what's higher.
Aby nám povedal, čo je vyššie.
Give me the best thing I can do now.
Aby nám dal to najlepšie, čo môžeme teraz robiť.
We should always become eager to take the next step that we are capable of taking.
A mali by sme vždy byť dychtiví získať, urobiť ďalší krok, než sme teraz schopní urobiť.
To transfer our attachment from the lower step to the higher step.
Ako zmeniť našu pripútanosť z nižšie na vyššiu úroveň.
In consultation with guru like Narada.
Konzultácie o guru ako Narada.
In consultation with the Lord of the heart.
Konzultácie o pána a podobe ako na duše v srdci.
Help me go to the next step.
Aby nám pomohol ísť na vyššiu úroveň, urobiť ďalší krok.
Give me the highest thing that I'm ready for now.
Aby nám dal najvyššiu vec vlastne, než máme teraz.
We keep our eyes on the ultimate goal.
Máme naše oči, ale pozeráme sa na náš cieľ.
And then what's the next step that I am capable of now?
Aký je ďalší krok, ktorý teraz urobíme?
We want to keep moving forward, as we always say, advancing.
Musíme ísť ďalej, musíme pokračovať.
Not staying in one place.
Nestáť na jednom mieste.
Of course, sometimes Krishna gives you a little vacation.
Samozrejme, že Krishna nám niekedy dá nejaké prázdniny.
But we should be constantly trying to make advancement.
Ale konštantne by sme sa mali snažiť robiť pokrok.
Changing our mental attachments.
Zmeniť naše mentálne pripútanosti.
Under the guidance of persons like Narada.
Pod dohľadom takých osôb ako Narada.
And without fear.
A bez strachu.
So any questions or comments?
Nejaké otázky alebo komentáre?
Prabhupada ki jai.